Los Angeles City Council committee tomorrow will consider a plan backed by Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa to give undocumented immigrants an identification card. The mayor says that card would help people who haven't been able to in the past have access to banking and other parts of the system they've been closed off to because of their lack of documentation.
It's a library card that functions as a debit card and helps our city's immigrant population primarily, but others who don't have identification, to be able to access a bank account, to become part of the banked community, if you will.
Now, critics say the ID will just make the issue of immigration muddier and allow those who are in this country illegally to continue to live here without repercussion. Kevin Roderick is with us now from LA Observed, as he is every Monday. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, Steve.
Now, how would this plan work? What is the mayor talking about here?
What it sounds like is the city would issue ID cards to people who don't have any form of identification, and that would be useful in certain kinds of transactions. It wouldn't really do anything for contacts with the police, according to the mayor, although the LAPD could change its policy and start to recognize these cards if it wants to. But it will allow them, as you said, critically to, you know, have access to banking services that they don't have now. But it also just gives people a form of legitimacy from City Hall. And I think that's the way some of the critics are going to view it. And I think also the way it would be viewed in the community of people who would get these cards.
Now, you mentioned the monetary aspect of this, because I think a lot of supporters of this would say this allows people to have a checking account or have some sort of banking account and not have to carry so much cash, which is also sort of plays into the I can get robbed somewhere. It lowers the crime rate somehow.
Exactly. I mean, I think lurking behind all this is the idea that some kind of form of identification like this will make the city somewhat safer, in that people who are victims of crimes will be more likely to be able to go to the police.
And not fear deportation, right?
Exactly. Yeah. They're less likely to be targets of criminals because they're not going to be carrying cash. And again, they're going to have a little bit more of an investment in the community.
I think it's very interesting because Mayor Villaraigosa, who may have aspirations for higher office right here in California, is doing something completely opposite as to what other Republicans did before him, and that was targeting immigration. Because, you know, you remember the former Republican Governor Pete Wilson, right, made it a central issue about immigration and getting the folks back to Mexico, like putting them, you know, hey, let's get these folks.
Sure. Pete Wilson made opposition to undocumented immigration a central part of his platform and his identity. It's still the main thing people remember about him, even though he was a much more complicated political figure than that. Antonio Villaraigosa has always taken the other path. He's someone who has been friendly to immigrant groups. He's been a head official of the ACLU in Los Angeles in the past. And that's not something he's hiding from. This is something he truly believes in. But it's still a hot-button issue for a lot of people. You know, I haven't listened to John and Ken this week yet, but I'm sure he's being ripped on the air right now over this, because this is the kind of thing that critics of illegal immigration take very seriously.
Kevin Roderick from LA Observed. Kevin, thanks.
Thank you, Steve.